joined now in the studio by Jeffrey Manza. He's the Associate Artistic Director at Playmakers Repertory Company, and he is the director of Guys and Dolls, which is the summer repertory play going up in just a little while, July 15th through the 25th, on stage at Playmakers. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell us about the Summer Repertory Company. For people who don't know, what exactly does that entail?
Sure. It's one of our favorite programs that we do here, and it was started in the summer of 2007 as an opportunity for us to leverage the professional facilities and staff that we have here at the theater to serve the young people in the Triangle area. So we have three different programs under the umbrella of the Conservatory. We have a high school program for actors called the Theater Intensive. We have a program for theater technicians called Theater Tech, and then we have a middle school program that is week-long units in different theater styles, and that's called Theater Quest. And so in the high school program, the Theater Tech students are building costumes and sets and props and hanging lights for our production of Guys and Dolls, and then the actors are in rehearsal from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. every day from Monday through Friday, working to get this show on its feet.
Awesome. And I know you're drawing students from more than a dozen schools around the area. How big of a program is it? How many students every year?
In the high school program, we have about 50 students. And then all told, in the middle school program, we see upwards of 100 students participate in that. But we in terms of the high school programs for the auditions, we auditioned around 100 students and took 30 students, roughly, to participate in the production. And we have about 14 to 15 theater tech students who are all selected based on interview.
That's got to be a huge opportunity for them.
Yeah, they have a great time. I mean, it's one of the there's so many great theater programs in this area, and it's an opportunity for students from schools across the Triangle to come together and share their own experience from their high schools, as well as learn so many new things working at Playmakers and with our staff.
So this year's show is Guys and Dolls. I know last year's show was Hairspray, right? And it was really, really good. I got a chance to see it. It was just a terrific show. And I'm looking forward to seeing this one. Why choose Guys and Dolls? I know it's a classic Broadway show.
Yeah, in fact, that's probably one of the main reasons we wanted to do it, was that it's a play that has such a storied history. And one of the things that we were interested in doing was, oftentimes the show is set in the 1950s, and we wanted to take it back to when the Damon Runyon stories on which the musical is based, we wanted to take it back to the 1930s and set it in that period, which is so fascinating, as it's, after the Roaring Twenties, before the war period, and allows it to really kind of come out of this Depression era. So we understand why these people are gambling and trying to make ends meet and trying to save souls, is because times are so desperate. So it gives it this really interesting energy behind it, and also maintains all of the fun and all of the great characters that come out of his stories. So, and a lot of the high school students didn't know the show coming into it, but it's so fun watching them learn the songs, understand these characters and this time period, and really kind of dig into it.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Manza, Associate Artistic Director at Playmakers, Director of Guys and Dolls this summer, again, July 15th through the 25th. Jeffrey, we've seen you on stage a bunch of times at Playmakers, and anyone who knows Playmakers knows your face, your voice, your personality. What is it that's different about working on a summer repertory show versus working on a show during the regular season?
Well, we actually try and keep it as close to our professional standards as we do anything else in our season. So we have our professional stage manager who is working on it. We have a choreographer, Matthew Steffens, who is down from New York, who just was the associate choreographer on Dr. Zhivago on Broadway. We have a scenic designer who has worked all over the country and now teaches at Guilford College. So we're putting together these people. Actually, we have an associate director who came in and has a theater company in London. So we're bringing in these people who are at the top of their game from around the world, literally. And we are putting all of these high school students into the crucible of professional rehearsal and production. So it's actually not that different. The attention to detail is just the same. The pushing students to do their best work, because we don't treat them any differently than we would a professional artist who is working on our stage. I think, and that's been the standard that since we started the program. So I think, as you saw last summer with Hairspray, we got great results, and the students, I think, learn and develop so so much over the course of the 5 weeks that they're with us. So,
and it's it's a short period too, only 5 weeks.
It is, yeah, and yet it's, you know, because the length of the rehearsal day, it's often a lot more hands-on time than students might get given their school day and when they rehearse during the year. So it's a great opportunity for them to build their muscles in terms of performance and rehearsal.
So tell me about the cast. Tell me about the crew. Who are we going to see?
Well, we have some great students. A young woman named Ainsley Seeger is playing Adelaide, and she last year was in Hairspray. And a young man named Ethan Fox is playing Nathan Detroit, who was also in Hairspray last year. And then we have technicians from schools all over the not just Chapel Hill but Durham and Raleigh and in Pittsburgh, who are just so enthusiastic about the opportunity to build and what is going to be an amazing set. I have to say, I'm super excited about it. Our designer is such a rock star. And then, you know, students who are new to us, very exciting to watch them dive into this program. So it's also very cool because we have students who have come back for many years. We have a young woman named Sadie Frank who's done the program since she was, I think, 9, and wow, she just graduated from high school. So, you know, she's obviously found herself into kind of a leadership role within the program, and so she can really shepherd a lot of the new students through what this process is. And it's so great to see that sort of, you know, even though they're all high school students, a sort of intergenerational divide, and so leaders naturally present themselves in the process.
That's really cool. So, again, we're speaking with Jeffrey Mayanza, director of Guys and Dolls at Playmakers Summer Repertory, July 15th through 25th. PlaymakersRep.org is the website if you want tickets and show times and other information about the show. Jeffrey, I've got to let you go in just a second, but before we do, I always end with the same question without giving away spoilers about your favorite moment in the show. What's your second favorite moment?
Oh, my second favorite moment. I think I love, there's a series of scenes that take place in the Hot Box Club, which is where Adelaide is a nightclub singer. And what we have in store for those two numbers, Bushel and a Peck and Take Back Your Mink, are pretty spectacular. So watching those women put that together has been a lot of fun. So I'm excited to see that play out on stage.
Guys and Dolls opens July 15th, runs through the 25th at Playmakers in Chapel Hill. PlaymakersRep.org is the website. Jeffrey Mayanza is the director. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Aaron.